Sudas Chanukah. It's the Bialacha brings down that the way to have a real Sudas Chanukah, to make it a Sudas Mitzvah, is when it's Balal Ma'urav with Simchas Atara. When you have Simchas Atara with the food, that's a real Sudas Mitzvah, and there's no better way to make it Ma'urav and Balal with Simchas Atara than when you have Yungalait, Lende Taru come together to be Mesameach. That's really truly the way a Sudas Chanukah is supposed to be. I just wanted to speak about the Indian, a Maisa that I heard. Someone just told me this past Erev Shabbos, a Maisa Shehaya, and I think there's a lot to learn from this Maisa. There was a person who was a Talmid Chacham Echad. I might not get all the problems straight, but basically this Talmid Chacham Echad was preparing his candles for the Hadlaka of Erev Shabbos, and he decided that, you know, once he's doing it, he might as well prepare the fifth Ner, whatever it was, for Matzah Shabbos as well. Because, you know, let's say Shabbos is always a rush, you want to try to light on time as quick as possible, and so if you could prepare it before Shabbos, we'll have that Ner sitting there in his menorah, then when Matzah Shabbos comes, we'll be able to be madlik that Ner right away. So that's what he did. He made this extra Ner with the oil to be ready for Matzah Shabbos. So somebody saw him doing this, and he came over to him, and he said that you're not allowed to do this. You can't be making the Ner today for Matzah Shabbos, because it's a problem of Gilui. We have Tzmashik Megulin, Shavar Alein Halayla, or Aser, and Nachash could drink from them, and therefore it's Aser, you can't do this. And he told them, what did he say? So he said, it's not a problem, it's a Nayachumru, you know, Leishaman is such a thing, and it's Beseder. And he kept on pushing him, no, you're not allowed to do this, it's a problem of Gilui. And finally he told him, he said, I'm telling you it's not a problem. And so he asked him why, and he said, because it's the Befesh Mishnah, Mishnah and Trumas. The Mishnah says that Shemen ain't but Mishum Gilui. There's no Gilui on Shemen. Right, that's not what it says over there. And Trumas, and Parikhes, Mishnah Dalet, it says that the din of Gilui is only on Shlesha Mashkin. There's only three liquids that have Gilui. Gimel Mashkin, Asur Mishum Gilui, Hamayim, Hayayin, Vachalov. Any other mashka other than Mayim Yam Chalav is mutter. There's no issue of gilui. So Chayitz Mefurish, there is no gilui on Shemen. And this is how it's passing Lalacha and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they all passing like this, that there's no gilui on Shemen. They add a couple mashkin maybe, but Shemen L'chul Yama, there's no gilui. So the Chayitz case is closed and there is no problem of gilui. You could set up your shaman and leave it overnight. That's 100% mutter. That lechayer is pashut, and you know he was right. That seems to be the halacha. But what I think there is still a makom listapik, and that is that there is a mandam and chulin and daf memtes. There is the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is chaylik. Reb Shimon holds that there is gilui on shaman. Whoever there brings down that there's a bunch of mashkin that says chamisha ain't by mishum gilui tzir chaymet shaman vash and morias. So those all five don't not have gilui. Reb Shimon Aimer afen yesh mishum gilui. Reb Shimon says these mashkin do have gilui. There is a problem of gilui, and then he brings on a ma'aser. Shimon says, "I saw a nachash that was shasa tzir." So Shimon is chaylik. He clearly holds that there is gilui even on Shimon. So what I was clearing is, what's the din aliva of Shimon? We don't pass on Reb Shimon, but what would be the din of your Reb Shimon? Would it be mutter for him to do this, to fill up your Shimon before and leave it overnight? Is that going to be possible for Ner Chanukah or not? And so I just want to try to go through the sugya a little bit. Would that be an issue? Would that potentially be an issue with the fear of Shimon? I saw there are some Paiskim who are machmir today, even on all mashkin, Mishum Giloi. It doesn't seem to be Medina, but at least the fear of Shimon, you actually stop it, would be the din. So Bechal, you have to understand, is there an issue of, is there a din that your olive oil has to be kosher ba'achila? Does it have to be mutter ba'achila? You know, today we're very machmir that when you buy your Shimon for the menorah, it has a heksher. Even a Haimash Hechsher, but you know, if you think about it, you know, if you look around, it's not really Pashat the Chlal, then it has to be what we call kosher. It doesn't have to be Mutter Ba'achila. There's a din of Mutter B'ficha by Tfilin. Tfilin is in the Mutter B'ficha, it has to be edible, it has to be, you know, kosher, Roy La'achila, but that's only by Tfilin. You don't find it by other mitzvahs. So why B'chlal would the Shemen for Ner Chanukah need to have a Hechsher? So there is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Tafkuf Peivav by Shaifer, he says a chiddush. You learn off from tefillin to all mitzvahs. He says a mashal by Shaifer, you do need min hamutter b'ficha, and Mimele he says by all mitzvahs you need min hamutter b'ficha. And lefi that, there are some places who want to say that who then by Ner Chanukah maybe it also has to be mutter b'ficha, and it has to be it would have to be roi la'achila. Now even lefi that min hamutter b'ficha doesn't mean it has to be mamish kosher. It has to be from a min of a kosher animal. Even by tefillin, you could have a Now, it doesn't need to have a good shechita, it just has to be from a min behema kshera, not a behema which is not kosher. So that kashas wouldn't, even if you go like that chumah, wouldn't be nagia to mashkin mekulin l'chayra. But b'lav haki, I think that the pasha says that the way I think it's mukha from the Magen Avraham, b'chal wouldn't be nagia to Ner Chanukah, because there is a kasha, a shaker kasha in this Magen Avraham. This is asked by the son of the Nadi Behuda of Shmuel Landa. He asked that L'chayr, there's a B'feresh Gemara in Sukkah that you see clearly, not like this Magen Avraham. You see that there is no din that by mitzvahs other than tefillin that you need to have minamot b'ficha. And the Gemara is the Gemara in Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara says that if you make your behemah d'ofen l'sukkah, so it's a shayla if it's good or not. And the Gemara says that. The Gemara gives different reasons why it's not good, and the Gemara says, "Betil kasher l'chuliyama l'pligid that is kasher." If you have an elephant that you tie down, you want to use that as a daifin, everyone's masking that that's a good daifin for your sukkah. So a pill, zakta, the son of Yehuda, it's obviously not mutter b'achila, it's not mutter b'ficha, and yet it's kasher to be a daifin. So you see l'chayr that not like this Magen Avraham. You see that you could have something which is not mutter b'achila, which you know by other mitzvahs other than tefillin. So Shaila is what does the Magen Avraham do with this kasha? So I there might be a makom to say sukkah is different. You know, the mitzvah of sukkah, the walls are not the same chafta shel mitzvah like a shayfer. But I was thinking of maybe you could say a sorry like this, that the that the Magen Avraham is makbid, you need to have min hamutar b'ficha by all mitzvahs. That's only when you have a mitzvah where there's a kepeda to use a min behema. When you have to use an animal, so the animal that you use has to be a kasha animal. But if there's no kepeda on an animal of the chlal, then a vada doesn't have to be kosher. You know, a daifin of a sukkah can be made out of metal, can be made out of anything, then a vada can be made out of a behema tmeah. There's no din, there's no kepeda on a behema. So you do whatever you want. So a behema tmeah is a jar from metal or plastic or anything else. When there's a kepeda on a behema, you want to save a mashal shayfer, it has to come from a behema, then maybe it needs to be a behema which is kosher. But if there's no kepeda on a min behema at all, pashas, you don't need a minamut meficha even lefi the Magen Avraham. And I have a riot to this svar from the Nadi Buda himself. So I saw there's a sefer called Birchas Maisha from Maisha Kanner, I think is his name. He's from this a chaver of Shmuel Landa, the son of the Nadi Buda, and he says an interesting thing. He says that after this Shmuel Landa told this Birchas Maisha, he said that after he asked his kasha from the Pil Kasha, which is the Chayar Gotayna, he said that night he had a chaloim. And his father, the Nadi Buda, came to him in a dream, and he said, "I don't understand why you're asking this question on the Magen Avraham. The chiluk is pashut. It's only when you need a min behema. If you don't need a min behema, then avada he's not makben on this." So I think at least I'm mechaven to the dream of the Nadi Buda. I don't know if he actually said it or not, but that's a smach ledavar from the Nadi Buda. So the bottom line is, it seems to be that lecharev minamot beficha would not apply to Chanukah. You know, the pesukim talk about and nera made out of basa b'chala, or yisuri hana, if it's k'susim echdeshuri, if you're being nana, those are the only reasons why it seems to be a problem. But other than that, just not being mutar b'achila does not really seem to be an issue. So the pasha says it wouldn't apply to mashkin megulin, even if it is an issue of gilui, it should not be found by ner chanuk. I think the Masham says that if we saw k'daishim heim or mahadar to get, even though it might not be medina, but we try to get shaman, which is 100% kosher. That's what we're makbid on it. Plus, if there's other dvarim, if you have shmanim that are not shemen zayis, then you're not makayim the hiddur of shemen zayis. So for that reason, you might want to make sure it's shemen zayis. But medina, to say that there's a kpeda that has to be mutav achila, you don't really find that. So I don't know bichlal if it's pashut that even if there is gilui on shemen, that should necessarily be an issue. The pashut says it wouldn't be an issue. That's, I guess, the first step. But what I was thinking is that maybe the menorah that we light in certain dinim is kain the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and the question is, what about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Was there an issue of gilui in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? What if that shaman was in this gala? And if there's an issue of gilui over there, maybe it would be nagia to our menorah as well. So that's a shaila. Do we find anywhere that there's an issue of gilui in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? So we do find in the Gemara in Sukkah, the Mishnah Sukkah says that if you have the mayim for nisach Hamayim by Yain Shemizgalu, the Mishnah says is pasul, and you have to get new mayim. The Mishnah says in Memchas that if it's Nishpucha and Nizgalta, Hayamit Mamalim in Akir, Shayan Mamayim Magun Psun Lagam Mizveh. So it is Mefurish over here that there is an issue of Gilui by the mayim for Nisach Hamayim. That is a problem. And maybe you could say, who would then by the Menorah, there would be a problem if there would be Gilui. Now Rashi over there says, what's the problem with the mayim that are Magulin? He says the chashin and shama shasim and nachash, maybe the snake ate from them, the eris and urib behem, And now you have the venom of the snake in the mayim. And nimsa shenu menasech mayim kashir. Shenu eris mashal mashur. And the problem is that when if the nachash is shaisa, you're missing mayim. Part of it is not mayim. It's eris, and you don't have the shir. So if that's the issue of pashas, that wouldn't be nageya by the menorah, at least by our menorah for sure, because there's no shir really. It just needs to light for half an hour. If it lit, if it didn't, it didn't. But I assume the eris is not gonna light. So if it lit for the zman, then you're fine. L'chad, that would not be nageya over here. That would not be an issue. But what might be an issue is the Gemara in Daf Nun. The Gemara says that when the Gemara talks about this issue of Gilui, the Gemara says that L'chad, there's an Eitzah, you could put it through a Misananis, you could have some type of sieve or sifter, and you could sift out the Eris, and that L'chad should take care of the Eris and the Mayim and the Gabi Nisuch HaMayim. And the Gemara ends up saying that even though L'Hedya, that might work, but L'Gavaya doesn't work because of the din of Hakveh and Aluf Chasacha, Yitzchah, Yisuf Panacha, Pasuk and Malachi, that when it comes to Gavaya, you don't want to bring something which you wouldn't bring to one of your Sarim, to the Pachas. And therefore, even though technically speaking, you could get the eris out of the mayim, but it's a bizarre. Something that had eris in it would be problematic to be makir l'gavaya. When it comes to akrava, there would be such a din of hakvir and aluf kasacha, at least by nisach hamayim. So the shaila is, would that possibly, maybe that would apply to the menorah as well? Maybe by the menorah also there would be a din of hakvir and aluf kasacha, and if there is eris in urva, it would be a problem. Now, l'char, there is a pasha d'chilik because the menorah pashas is not a hakrava, not being makav anything. You're lighting. You're lighting it. The oil is a hefetimza to burn. Maybe there's no din of hakvir and aluf chasacha on the menorah. Nisach hamayim is a hakrava. Menorah l'char would be different. But what I was clarifying is that maybe that there is this Rashi in Tumura that the Achranim want to take out the chiddush from this Rashi. Rashi brings down on Daf Yedaleh. The Gemara says that when you have a the Lashon Gemara is the kol karev balayla, kasher kol alayla. Anything which is karev balayla is kadosh balayla, becomes kadosh balayla. And the question is, what is that referring to? What is karev balayla? What do we bring as a karev balayla? And Tosfos over here brings down from Rashi, we don't have this Rashi, but he says, Pirush Rashi in Menachos, kagan shemen l'menorah. The shemen l'menorah is the dover which is karev kol halayla. So the Achranim say, what does Rashi mean? How is Shem Lebanar Karev Balayla? You're not Makiv at Balayla. There's no Hakrava here at all. So if Rashi is saying that Shem Lebanar is Karev Balayla, it sounds like from Rashi that there's some type of a din Hakrava on the Shem of the Menorah. It's not just that you light it to make Ar, but there's some Chalais carbon. There's some din carbon. You Makiv the Shem through burning it for the Menorah. That's its Masha from Rashi. So in Kainim Advar, maybe there is a Musig of Hakvein al Chasacha on the Shem, because there is some type of din hakrava happening in the shaman. I think the Avi Nezer says this, that there's some type of din carbon in the shaman because it has a din hakrava. So Lefi Rashi, maybe there's a makam mistapik that there would be a din of hakvein aluf chasacha by the menorah. But Tosfos himself, Tosfos says that lo shemana such a thing. The Sheet over here says that Imamish asks his kashi. He says, how can you say the lashon of karev and shaman? There's no hakrava by the menorah. Tosfos says that there's no the mak kedusha shaychebe, there's no kedushas klila mizbeach. Taisus says there's no mizbeach over here, there's no akrava, so how could there be kedusha? So both Taisus and the Shita don't seem to go like this. Rashi, even if Rashi means that, and the Pashas of Ada is there is no din hakrava on the shaman. So lefi them, the Pashas says there would not be din of hakivir and al chasacha by the menorah. Now agav, there's a stama, there's a paldik akasha. If you think about it, the nes of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. So the nes was they didn't have shemen. The shemen was tamei. They found the pach shemen. They're able to be madlik. So everybody asks Akasha, why do you need the nes? Tumah is hutter b'tzibah. So before tumah hutter b'tzibah, before anything, there's a much more basic question over here. The chlal, why do you need the nes? What's wrong with being madlik with shemen tamei? Where do you ever find a halacha that you can't be madlik with shemen which is tamei? I don't know if anybody knows, but it's such a din, you can't be madlik with shemen tamei. I don't think there's such a din. It can't be a karmen that's tamei, but no one ever said that the menorah has to be, the shemen for the menorah has to be tar. So bichlal, it's not move on. What was the whole purpose of the nes? Take the shemen tamei and be madlik. There's no issue at all. So I don't know bichlal, why was this nes necessary? So bishlam, if you learn like Rashi, that there's a din hakrava and there's some type of din kiddush kli, I think you could say that maybe just like a carbon, which is tamei, you can't be makir. Maybe there's some type of din hakrav over here, and you can't be makir of the, you can't be madlik shaman, which is tamei. But if you learn like Tosfos, like seems to be the pashas, that there's no din hakrav over here. So why bichlal? Why was it necessary for the nes? Where do you find that you can't be makir of shaman tamei? I don't know. I don't really have a pshat in that. I saw the Rebbetzin Soloveitchik over here in the shirim. He asked this kasha. He came this kasha. He says the Fitaisis, there's a makom to say that he needed the nes. But I'm sorry, the Firashi, but the Fitaisis, the other Rishonim, it's not clear b'chol why he needed the nes. And he says maybe it's a problem of being machnes tumah to the mikdash. Maybe that would be the issue. But he says that's also not a problem because midaraisa the shemen is not nitma. There's no issa being machnes to the base of mikdash. So I don't know. What the pshat is, if you don't learn like Rashi, why b'chal was necessary to have the nes? I did see in the Rav Ruderman asked his kasha in the Shmuz in the Sichas Levi. This is I think his famous Shmuz about Chanukah being the yontov of Torah Shabbal Peh. You know, but he has heard that. So his makir for saying that is really because of this kasha. He asks, he says, why do you need a nes for the menorah? There's no iser b'chal for the shemen to be tamei, and he says that it must be because it's nisa darabanan if the shemen is nitma, and that's why they needed the neis. So he says, you see that even the neis of Chanukah was only needed because of Torah Shabbal Peh. Not for Torah Shabbal Peh, there would be no need for a neis. So that's how the whole yantiv is miyusid on the din darabanan. So I don't know which din darabanan he's referring to. Maybe it's this din of being machnas the shemen tamei, but for Maisa it's something to think about why b'chal was necessary to have this neis. But Akopanim, the pasha says l'chayra that there is no din hakrav on the menorah, which would mean that there should not be an iser of gilui by the shemen on the menorah, because there is no din of hakrivah on alef chasecha. Somebody brought me a very geshmak araya that there is no din gilui by the menorah, because he said that if there is an iser of gilui by the menorah, then every day you're going to have this problem. Because what they do with the menorah, they're made to vin in the morning, they prepared the shemen, they put it in, they left it all day till the night, and then the night they're malachim. So the Mesama didn't have a shimer who was watching it all day to make sure that no nechashim would come. So you have a, how would ever malach the menorah? It's muchach from that there's no din gilui on the menorah. Now this raya is obviously telling the machakis rishonim what the hatava was. Now, the Rashba v'dime, they learned that hatava means you prepare the oil in the morning, you get it all ready, and then you malach b'layla. The Rambam holds the hatava means hadaki, you're madlik in the morning. If you're madlik in the morning, then it's not a kasha. I don't think the nechashim come when the fire is lit. But lefi the Rashba, I think Rav Rishonim will argue on the Rambam, it's a shtar ketayna. How do you how you madlik the menorah if the shaman is megula all day? It's muchach from that gufa that there is no din gilui on the shaman of the mikdash, because there's no din hakibin al chesacha, it's not a din of hakrava. But I was thinking maybe you could be macha this raya. I'll pee something that Chida writes in the Birkei Yosef, the Chiddush Dika Din, that he wants to be mechadish that b'chal in the Beis Hamikdash there was no din of gilui at all. Right now, why is that? You could probably guess it's because the Mishnah Avos says that one of the Asar Nisim in the Mikdash was the Ma'ilim Hizik Nachash Va'akav Yerushalayim, that a Nachash was never mazik in Yerushalayim. So part of the to say that gilui is going to shter the Mayim and the Eretz will be there, that's a hezek. So if the nes is that the ma'il mehizik, then there can't be a din of gilui in Yerushalayim. So at least in Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash would not be an issue of gilui. So it could be that's why they weren't makbid on the menorah mishum gilui. Now the prichadash, and this is the Birkei Yosef, is in Kuftazani in Yerodeh. The prichadash is chaylik. He says you can't say that. Do not say mechal nes. Avadi, you do have to be chayshish for gilui. So if the prichadash, this would not be a good etz. And Taka might be a good raya that there's no gilui in the mikdash. And I think that I have a raya to the prichadash connected to chidah. This is Shabbat Tzarechina on the chidah, because from this mishnah in Sukkah, this mishnah that says the maim that are megulim absum legavim mizbeach. So we said Rashi says the issue is that you're missing from the shir. So if you're Rashi, okay, maybe it's not a raya, it's not being mazik, you're missing in the shir. But the Yerushalmi over here, the Yerushalmi says a different pshat, not like the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says the reason why the mashke megulim apostle is because of the din of mashke Yisrael. The din of mashke Yisrael says that when you bring a carbon, it has to be roi l'gavaya. If it's not roi l'gavaya, then you can't. It has to be roi l'hedid. If it's not roi l'hedid, you can't bring a l'gavaya. Now it's tam shver. What the application of mashke Yisrael to gilui is a little bit tzarchian, because it's not a sakana l'gavaya. It's only a sakana for hedid. So it's tam it's shver. What the pshana that is, and nachanim ana proof from here that Mashki Yisrael is not a not a simba, it's a simon. It's not that the Issa lehedit is Asa legavaya, but if something is Asa lehedit, it's Nesar, and once it's Asar, it's Asa legavaya as well. That's the you have to say Lefid Yerushalmi. But Lemaisa, what's Yerushalmi saying? It's saying that there is a mamish and Issa Gilui on this mime in the that they use in Issa HaMayim, even though it was in the Mikdash, it was in Yerushalayim. So l'chayr, you see that the not like the chidah. You see that we are cheshish shem hezek nachash va'akov, even though we have such a nes, may not send b'chal nes, and that would turn into mashki Yisrael. Now, even though the maim came from the shilayach, which is outside the Beis HaMikdash, but the nes was clearly in Yerushalayim, not just the Mikdash. It says ma'ayon lehizik nachash ba'akrav Yerushalayim. So l'chayr, I assume the shilayach is part of Yerushalayim, then that l'chayr would be a raya, not like the chida. I saw a ma'isa once with Reb Shmuel Salant. When they built the first neighborhood outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the walled city of Yerushalayim, the first neighborhood was Yamin Maisha, you know, with the windmill. So when they built it, there was the Paiskim of that time had a shaila whether it has a din of Yerushalayim Lagabe Maisa Sheni. Is it considered within the walls? Maybe they thought the wall extended there at one point. So they're specific whether it has a din of Yerushalayim or not. And so it was an ongoing machlokes. And then one day, one of the new residents of Yamin Maisha was bitten by a snake. And Shmuel Salant heard about it, and he said, "Oh, we're pashut the shaila. It's not Yerushalayim. It's ma'il no hizik." And I think it's a shaila that this nes applies even today, but he was assuming it applies even in this man hazeh. So Al-Kopanim, that's. So I don't think this is such a great etzel for the chidah. It does not seem to be the shemit Yerushalmi. So shaila is, do you have a raya? There was no din gilui by the menorah lefi this, you know, because it was sitting out there all day. So I saw there's a sefer called Shmiras Nefesh, and he's in Yonim, written by an Enoch of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He writes in the Hakdam over there that his Zayda, Reb Chaim, asked him to write a sefer on Hilchas Gilui. We don't really have a lot of halachas about it. You know, Reb Chaim and Bnei Brak, they're very makbid on Gilui, even Bezvan Hazeh. So he wrote the sefer, Reb Chaim went over it, and he has a geis on it, and he asked his kasha, what about the Menorah in the Mikdash, the Chayav had Gilui, is out there the whole day. And he says a very nice teretz that Chayr is pasha. He says the Gemara says in Menachos and Daf Peches that the neiros and the menorah had kimin tashel zav. They had this cover that they used to put in it, and they would push it down in the morning, and it basically was covered the whole day. So it covered the whole day. Then obviously there's no problem of gilui. He says another teretz he brings a Rashash in Talmud. Rashash says that the way they were made of the neiros, he learns this into the Gemara, that in the morning he says they would take out the wick and take out the oil and they would leave it like that, and then at night they would put the shaman for the new hadlaka. So he says, if he died also, there's no raya because the shaman was talking on Magula the whole day. So there's different ways of getting out of this kasha, but the bottom line is, Pasha says that if there's no din hakrav on the menorah, like you see from Taisus and Meshita and Rav Yishayinim, there would not be a din of hakrivin al-chasach, and Pasha says there would not be a din of gilui by the menorah, and if it wouldn't be by the menorah in the Mikdash, I assume it wouldn't be by our menorah as well. There should not be a din of gilui at all. The question is, though, that you do find in the Gabi Kiddush, the Gemara says, when it comes to yain for Kiddush, there is an issue of being Megula. Like the Gemara says in Balvasa, you can't be Menasech, you can't be Mekadosh on wine, which is Megula, because it has to be right from the Mizbeach. And that's Pashas because of Hakibir and Alef Chasacha. I think it's Mefurish, it's because of Hakibir and Alef Chasacha. So you see from there that even if something does not have a din Hakrava at all, it's nothing to do with a real Hakrava, anything which is Lagavai, anything which is a mitzvah, there would be a din of, there would be an issue of Gilui. So if it applies to Yain for Kiddush, Pashas would apply to our Medayas as well. The Maisa using it for a mitzvah, then there should be an issue of Gilui. You might want to be Mechalik, maybe. Yain Lekiddush is different because you're actually drinking it. It's not much the chepza of the mitzvah. By menorah, it's more of a hechitimtza, just the fuel for the menorah. Maybe that's not the same level mitzvah of Kiddush to have a din of hakiver and al-chasacha, but there is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishur brings it down by in Hilchas Hanukkah, but he doesn't speak this out the Farish, but it says in Simen Kufn and Dalet that if you have the Neiris or the Beis HaKnesses, they have... Now, there are a lot of halakas of the neiris and shul, the oil for the neiris and shul. So it says over there that if an achbar fell into the neiris, into the shaman, it's ma'is l'gavaya because of hakivir and al-chasacha, and it's pasul, you shouldn't use that for the hadlaka and shul. Stam, the whole year, the neiris of Beis HaKnesses. And the Prima Gadim says, who would then by ner chanukah, any ner mitzvah, ner chanukah also, there would also be such a din of hakivir and al-chasacha, and if the achbar falls in, it would be ma'. So it sounds like from this Prima Gadim that it would apply to ner chanukah. And even though it's not a hakrava, nothing to do with hakrava in the Beis HaMikdash, but any mitzvah l'chayr would go into hakrava of chasacha, and that taka would be a problem. And l'fi that, if you have eris of nachash, that l'chayr would be an issue. So l'fi all that, if there would be a din of gilui on shaman, like Reb Shimon, I would assume that pashas would be an issue bizman hazeh to use such shaman. Only thing is that we know the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerida and Kuf Dezayin that ha'inna we're not makbid on gilui. So we're not makbid on gilui nowadays because in the chashim Metzim Beinenu. So if we don't have Nechashim today, then by it, the whole thing wouldn't be Nagir. So if you're in a Makim or Nechashim or Metzim, maybe then it would be a problem. Or the Pesach Chuvah brings down that from the Gran, the Maiserav, and the Shlad, you know, they are Makim on Gilui even today. Many people are Makim on Gilui. So if you're in a Makim or you have Nechashim, or you have... We have to be machmer on Gilui today, then maybe it would be a problem. But if you're in a regular place that doesn't have Nechashim and you're not machmer on Gilui, then Pashas, it should be Beseder nowadays. But the Ha'im and the Negdi is this then by Kiddush, because by Kiddush in Reish Ayin Beis, the Mechaber says that you should be machmer not to be Mekadosh and Yain, which is Megula. And then he says, Afilu Ayinod, Lo Kabdin and Gilui. Even today, where we're not Makbid on Gilui, still you should be Makbid not to be Mekadosh on Yain Megula. The reason is, the Mishabur says, the Magen Avraham, because of HaKibir HaNod of Chasacha. So what does that mean? If there's no Gilui today, why is there HaKibir HaNod of Chasacha when there's no Nechashim that are Mitzuyim? So what he means is that even though there aren't a lot of snakes, but you know, could be, there's a Miyat, it's possible that it happened, and because of HaKibir HaNod of Chasacha, we're Makbid, even on the Miyat, maybe we're guys are out to other Mekaimus, whatever it is, we are Makbid today, and if we're makbid today on akavena of chasacha, even though it's not nechashim legabe yain, then hoidin legabe the menorah, the pasha says the same din would apply. But I think if you look in the Magen Avraham over here, the Magen Avraham says that the reason why we're makbid on yain megula and mishum akavena of chasacha, he says v'efshe dim amad shal muetis megula en kpeda, that if it was megula just for a little bit, there's not a kpeda. Now he means a little bit. That normally you would be makbid mishum nechashim, but today we're not makbid on that. Befrat b'medinas elu, because he says the pachas and the skanim are not makbid. Elim ke namer reicha v'tarmen. He says that the emes, if we leave it for a little bit, shama atis is not a problem. It's only if it's a long time where it's namer reicha v'tarmen where the taste will go away. So it sounds like from the Magen Avraham, and I think this is how some achronim understand him, that he's saying that nowadays we're really not makbid on gilui at all. It's not a problem. We're not makbid on the chashim. There's no nechashim between. That's not the issue. The issue is that when you leave something megula for a long time, it will lose its taste. And if it loses the taste, then it's not really to give it to the paches and the skanim, and therefore it would be a problem. But be'etzim nechashim is b'chal not an issue. And that's the only reason why we're machmen yain megula. So if that's a swear by wine, the pasha says it wouldn't apply to shemen. Shemen, I don't think, will lose its taste even if you leave it for a long time. So even this kpeda we have by yain today, without nechashim, pashas would not apply to shemen and would be fine. And I think if you learn this channel Magen Avraham, it's miyashav akasha, and I saw people ask, you know, the lashon Magen Avraham is that if it stood for shal muetis, there's no problem with gilui. For a little bit, there's not a problem with gilui. How much is a little bit? The Magen Avraham is not megala what this shal muetis is. So there's a beautiful raya from Reb Chaim Noah, brings down from his Zayda, and Moshe Tzvi Noah. He said he has a raya, he doesn't have a raya how long shal muetis is, but he has a raya how long it's not. And he said the raya is not every lel haseder. Lel haseder, you're maizeg the kosheni. Then you say the Haggadah, we're supposed to be Marich Mesivet Tiris Mitzrayim. He says people go on for 3-4 hours and the Kais is sitting there and we're not, you know, what happened? It's a Kais Megula, right? So he says, you see from there that at least 3-4 hours is for sure still considered a Shal Muetis. Obviously we're not Makbid on Gilui because, yeah, you know, we're not Makbid to cover the wine. So that's the raya that he brings. So I saw some of the Achrenes Manenu, they ask on Adam Chaim Noah, they say, it's a pala, what are you talking about? You're all sitting around the table, everyone's there. There obviously no Nechashim drink from the wine. Right? The halacha is, if you have a Shomer, somebody's there, even if he's not mamish looking at it, there's someone in the room, we're not makbid on gilui. So how can it be a raya from Lel HaSeder when everyone's sitting there around the wine? What's it's not a raya to Shal Muetis when nobody's there? And I think the Teres is Pasha, like the Magen Avraham is saying, we're not worried about gilui today. There's no nechashim. This is a new din of namer reichai that you know the taste goes away after a while. That's a shaila. What is a shal muetis? How long does it take for the taste to go away? So he's bringing a raya. Obviously, what we do by lo haseder, a couple hours is not a problem because that is not an issue of gilui. But al kapanim, that's I think what this Magen Avraham means over here. So even if you go today, you want to be makbid on kibbein alef chasacha, and you want to apply it to shemen lefir of shemen, the pasha says the din wouldn't apply because we don't have nechashim. And the din of namer reichai also won't apply because I don't think that's shaykh the shaman. There might be things might fall into it. The Gemara says maybe that you have to make sure nothing fell into it. But lemaisa, the bottom line is that lechaira, that although this Talmud Chacham is correct, that we don't hold like Reb Shimon and we hold there's no gilui. Even if you do hold like Reb Shimon, the pasha says you could prepare your neris before. You don't have to worry about gilui because it won't be a problem by the Beis Hamikdash. It won't be a problem in Armanaris unless you're in a makam or in a chashim or a metzuyim. Or if you're makbid on Giloy, like the Shlan, like the Gra, then Taka would be a problem. But if you're a person who's never makbid on Giloy, that Yeshal Malismach, even if you're a Pshimin, that it should be Kashul Chatchila for the Hadlakis HaMen.